Hi, James from England. Excuse me for a second. Oh, look, the star is born. What do you mean, who is responsible for spilling your coffee?
I don't know. I don't know who to blame. It's not my fault.
You know, in life, a lot of times things go wrong. And in English, we have three words that we use a lot to indicate who should fix it, who is responsible for it, and who we want to point out who's responsible for it. And sometimes they're the same and sometimes they don't match up at all. But today I'm going to teach you three words, or we'll work on three words to talk about how to fix up a situation, and who can fix up this situation, and who we might point the finger towards. Okay, so let's go to the board. We're going to give you some formal and some informal some worms on responsibility. So my worm is upset because his coffee is on the floor. He thinks he's a star. He's wearing some glasses. And let's check the board. Who can help us here? Okay. So three very popular words in English are blame, responsibility, and fault. Each of these words are actually tied together. And in some of the definitions, you might actually see me use some of the words in another, you know, in the definition. You're like, but you have responsibility and blame, and you have faults and fault, blame and fault. Right? Yeah, because they're kind of mixed together. They're commingled, or they join together because they are attached to each other. So what I wanted to do is start off with the first one, which is, funny enough, the nicest one, responsibility. It's a noun. The adjective is responsible. You're a responsible person, and you have a responsibility. Now we look here, what is a responsibility? Well, the first thing we say is a state or fact of having a duty to deal with a situation, a person. So whose responsibility is it? Who has to deal with somebody or take care of a situation? Whose responsibility? So at work, you know, whose responsibility is to fix this? You know, is it the plumber? Is it the boss? Right? You got to deal with it. The state of being accountable. That means you say, if something goes wrong, I am the one, you can count on to fix it. I am the one you can come to. And a part of a job. If it's your responsibility as manager to close the door and count the money, those are part of your jobs, right? A final one is the moral obligation to act properly. I expect you to not throw food at a teacher in a classroom. That's your responsibility. It's a moral obligation. It's not a job that you have to do, not throw food at somebody, but it's a moral obligation, we call. And we expect people to have, you know, to act properly and not have orange hair and act like babies when they're in political office. But that's another thing. So anyway, responsibility. Now you notice this, you go, what is this and what is that? And I'm like, well, don't freak out too much. This is how you would say it, because a lot of times people from different language groups will have problems saying it, because if you speak Spanish, for instance, they will say especial instead of special, because the ES is the sound they make. So I'm going to give you something to help you. So responsibility, that's a big T, right? Responsibility, not responsabilité, responsibility. Cool? All right. That's how we say that one. And to make it easy, to make it basic, this is the person who can fix it. They either have the power to fix it, it's their job to fix it, or it's a moral obligation to fix it. Responsibility. So we each have the responsibility to take care of ourselves, to pay our bills, to be on time, and to be good people. Right? You can say it's a duty almost in some cases. So if we're talking about responsibility, when somebody does something bad, okay, we can't say it's their responsibility to do something bad. What we do is we blame them. Blame is a verb when you blame somebody. And now you look here, I'm going to go from here and look. It goes, assign responsibility for a fault or wrongdoing. Assign means give. So we've taken this word responsibility as in you take ownership for it and you say, okay, it's mine. I will take care of it. When we blame somebody, we go, okay, well, it's not mine. I blame you. So I'm going to give you the responsibility for the bad action. That's why we say fault or wrongdoing. Don't worry if you don't know what fault is. I'm going to get there in a second. But something's gone wrong, and I need to point out who's done it. Okay? Next, it's assign responsibility for something bad. So there's a wrongdoing, but a bad situation. I blame the weather for my plants dying. Okay, this is bad. The weather isn't doing anything wrong. It's something that's bad. My plants are dying and I need to blame someone. I need to put the responsibility on something or someone. And I say it's the weather. Okay, so the third and final one I want to discuss is responsibility for a fault or wrong. Commonly in English, we said take the blame. Something is wrong, someone must take the blame. Someone must take something. In this case, you must take that responsibility for the fault or wrong. So you'll commonly hear someone say, you got to take the blame for what you've done. Responsibility for a wrong. Cool? Now, finally, because you notice that word fault came up here, and you're like, I don't know what that means, and you keep saying it. But before I get there, blame. Okay, so the large A indicates, I want you to say the vowel sound a lot. Blame. Who is to blame? Okay. Now, I said that blame directs it. Well, what is blame directing exactly? When we talk about fault, a fault is a problem or something we don't like. First, when we talk about unattractive or unsatisfactory of a feature of work or a person's character. If you have character faults, you are dishonest, you talk behind people's backs, that's something wrong with you. Or there's a fault in your work, it means there's a problem or something that's not good, okay? So a character fault is about a person. And when we talk about unsatisfactory feature, something we don't like about somebody's work, okay? Responsibility for an accident or misfortune. This is where the blame comes from. You have to be responsible for something that happened. Usually it's an accident. We don't think when it's your fault. By saying it's somebody's fault, we're not saying they did it on purpose. We're saying something happened, it was unfortunate, or it's not a good thing, or it might have been an accident, but you end up becoming responsible for that action. Ultimately, we say you're responsible for the bad thing happening. But it gets confusing saying you're responsible for the bad thing happening, so say, we're going to blame you, it's your fault because it's your mistake. Next, as a verb, to criticize for inadequacy or mistakes. So if I say, I can't find fault in your work, I can't criticize or find weakness in your work. Sometimes people say, we can say, yeah, we find no fault in your work, you did a good job. We find no problems, or we can't criticize you. So fault can have any of these meanings, okay? But in this case, it takes on a verb form. And you notice here is fault, as in all fault. Whose fault is it? And this is the person who did it. It's like a whodunit, Sherlock Holmes, right? So we found out that these big fancy words, responsibility is, who can fix it? Who has the power? Who is in the situation to do so? Okay? I can't say orange anymore. I won't say orange guy anymore. When we talk about blame, we're directing it. Where is this going? Where are we putting this responsibility for bad things? We're pointing. It has to go this way. Somewhere it has to go. And finally, who did it? Whose fault is it? Who is the actual one who did it? So these are three big, powerful words. And if you think about it, you do this all the time anyway. Most of the time in the day, you'll say, whose fault is it the door wasn't locked? Why do I take the blame? Actually, a lot of times we talk about blame as like, why are you blaming me? People don't say it to you. You say, why are you blaming me for the open door? Because you're saying I'm responsible for not doing my job properly. And somebody might say, well, it was your responsibility to do it. And I would say, don't blame me. Okay? And I go, it's not my fault. It's E's fault. Cool? And you notice how these three words play into each other? In first of all, the definition for each one, the other word seems to come in. You got blame, you got fault, you got responsibility, you've got fault. They all play together. And they work together in the real world where we talk to each other in this way. You probably use words similar to this in your own language. And I want to give you the three words that we use a lot. Now, once again, using a word and not really understanding it is no good. So we're going to go into our second part of the lesson where we'll explore it, use it, see if you can use it, and I'll give you a bit of a bonus. Are you ready? Okay, we're back. Now, I know it's my responsibility to teach you how to use these words, or it'll be all my fault, or actually you'll blame me if you don't. So let's go to the board. And I've got a little story about Shingo, one of my favorite Japanese students, and his problem with money. Let's take a look at the board. So, Mr. Shingo, let's read it out. So Shingo is bad with his money. And he says it's because of his parents, because they were poor. Mm. Shingo knows he has a duty to educate himself about money, but one of the biggest weaknesses is his inability to save money. Okay. He knows the mistake is his, and it's his job to pay his bills. But he prefers to consider his parents for the problem. Hmm. And I would say this one should be are the problem. But we'll see why that might change later on. Okay? So he thinks his parents are the problem. So let's look at this. Shingo isn't good with money. He thinks it's his parents' fault. He has a weakness. He considers them the problem. And I'm going to bet that we can find the new words that we learned will help us actually make this story sound better, have a greater flow, and be more interesting to the person who's listening to it. So let's try this first. Shingo is bad with his money, and he's something his parents. Actually, let's go back a step. Let's identify what we have to change before we go there. Shingo is bad with his money, and he says it's because of his parents. Why don't we, if we say this, we change this part here. That could be one of the parts we change. Can you find anything else we might change? Yeah, I think a duty, because we have a word that means duty, right? Okay. We can say biggest weaknesses. What else would you think we should change? Okay. We could say mistake. And his job. What else do we have left? Let's take a look. Is there anything else you can see? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe. Consider. Now that we've identified the parts that should be changed, let's look what words we can actually put in there. The first thing we notice is that Shingo is bad with his money and he something his parents. Do you remember we talked about directing when the responsibility for someone or who is at fault? The word we used was blames. Now we said blame, but I told you blame is a verb, and this is third person singular, so we changed blame to blames. Okay, and he blames his parents because they were poor. Shingo knows that he has the something to educate himself. Well, when we dealt with faults and blame, we talked about fault was who broke it, and blame is to direct it. But one word we used that said you have the power. Oh, to blame. One word that we said that gives you the power to fix it was responsibility, right? If you're responsible, it's not just authority, you have the power to fix it. And I drew that man with a hammer. So he has the responsibility to educate himself about money. But one of his biggest something. Now, it won't be blame because blame is the point, and he's not pointing, it's a fact. And it's not going to be responsibility, A, because we just used it, but that's not right. Fault. Remember we talked about fault is something that's unsatisfactory or not nice, a character flaw? In this case, is one of his biggest faults is his inability to save money. He knows the what? Yes, the fault is his. Similar word for the similar meaning. And it's his what? His blame? It's his responsibility to pay his bills. But he prefers to, and preferring is something you like. And when you like it, you kind of direct it toward yourself. I'm pushing it on that one, but you understand what I mean, because he wants to blame his parents for the problem. And that's why, I changed the word here, because really, okay, we need to change it. We need to show preposition for, that means someone to receive, And in that case, receive is for blame. And it doesn't really work up here. Sorry, I'm good, but I'm not perfect. Okay, so I'm trying to make it work for you. So if you notice how we're here, let's read the whole sentence together now. Let's read the story. The first one was Shingo is bad with his money, and he says it's because of his parents, because they were poor. Shingo knows he has a duty to educate himself about money, but one of his biggest weaknesses is his inability to save money. He knows the mistake is his, and it is his job to pay his bills, but he prefers to consider his parents are the problem. It's okay. But with our new words, a little snappier, Shingo is bad with his money and he blames his parents. That's much more powerful in English to point that blame at somebody than to say it's them, to blame them, right? Stronger, because they were poor. Shingo knows the responsibility to educate himself. That word responsibility it weighs on your shoulder because it's like, oh, it's a burden, it's heavy, right? To educate himself about money. And one of his biggest faults, now look, you've gone from I just learned English to look, I can use English. One of my greatest faults or weaknesses. It's a nice word. I mean, it may be smaller than weakness, but it has a greater oomph in English. It's his inability to save money. He knows the fault is his. The problem is his. See, look at that. I'm getting like a preacher here. Like, the problem is yours. The fault is yours. Right? And it's his responsibility to pay his bills. He has the power to do so. He should be doing so. But he prefers to direct that blame to his parents. Nice, right? Mwah. I would kiss you if you were here. This is so good. Thank you for helping me with that. But before we go, I need to give you a bonus. And you know the bonus is to further our English because you've done a good job. Why don't we look at something we will at the board where I'm going to give you the three words we worked on. I'm going to give you their antonyms. An antonym means the opposite. Usually means the opposite of what a word means. Okay? And then I'm going to give you some other synonyms. And synonym comes from sin, meaning same name. Well, they're similar. You can use them. Maybe not exactly in the same way, but they have sort of the same meaning. I'll start off with the first word, blame. Okay? If you blame someone, you can absolve them. It's a fancy word for saying, I remove the blame from you. You are not responsible for it. I absolve you of this. You are free of this. You are not responsible. You are not to be blamed. Okay? Absolve. I absolve you of this. Another word for blame is j'accuse, French for I accuse you. Okay? Condemn. Condemn is a little bit more than blame. It's not only do I blame you, but I want something bad to happen to you. I condemn you to hell. Okay? But what I like is this one is much more regularly used in English is point the finger. Who do you point the finger at? You remember I had a finger pointing over here for a reason. Usually they say, don't point the finger at me, which means don't blame me. Cool? Okay, so that's this one. Now let's look at fault. The opposite of fault, which is weakness, remember, I have many faults as a human being. I have many problems or weaknesses. Is one of my strong points is I love to talk. That's why I'm teaching you. That's different than a fault. Actually, some people think I like to talk is a fault. I like to see it as a strong point. And that's how we can use these two. Now, there's words such as mistake, error, and glitch. We talked about faults being problems, or they can be mistakes. Or you can say, you made an error, your fault. It's a nicer way of saying your fault, not as strong. But a glitch means a problem. We have a glitch. So instead of we have a fault in a situation, we have a glitch. And a glitch is sort of like a hiccup, hiccup. This doesn't quite work. It's like there's a small problem that we have to get by. It's not as strong as fault. And this like, point the finger, is a softer, and I say colloquial, used by more people. So you have a glitch in your system. The system isn't quite working just right. Okay? Responsibility. Well, that's it. There's no other word. There is no antonym for responsibility except for not responsible. The word is so powerful in itself, we say, you're responsible or you're not responsible. There's not really another word that we can use as an antonym to this. It's just not. It's not my responsibility. That's how powerful that word is. So use it wisely, okay? When we say it's a responsibility, remember I talked about job, part of your jobs or your responsibilities. Another thing is saying one of your roles is. It means one of your jobs is. One of your roles is as a teacher is to help students feel comfortable. That's part of your job. Responsibility can be accountable. A lot of you know about accounting, and they count numbers, and they make bills, and they say, this is what this means. when you're accountable, like an accountant, you have to bring the things together and at the end show what it means. I am accountable. I count, I bring it together, and I present it. Or in this case, I'm responsible. Who is accountable for the situation? Who will take care of it? Who is responsible? And finally, responsibility comes with authority. Who is the one who's responsible here? Whose responsibility? Who has the authority to do something? And this is where we say responsibility talks about the ability to change a situation. If you have the authority, you have the power to actually do something about it. And I would say that's true. You have the responsibility for your education, and you're using it wisely because you're watching this video right now. Before I go, I just want to give you one small thing or one more thing, which is homework. It will be your responsibility to do the homework. I don't blame you if you're rolling your eyes now going, oh my God, homework, I'm not in school. Well, you came to the video, so now it's your fault if it doesn't get done. See, I use all three words because I speak English. By the time you're done this video and done the homework, I expect you to be able to use these words in the same fashion. So I want you to create 5 sentences using the bonus words or the ones I gave you before. And once again, as I always say, join our community and use your examples at the, you know, at the end of this when you're at the make comments for the video. Show people you can use it and show me. And also go do the test at Ingvid, www.ingvid.com, where there's a test. You can go in there and there's a There's a whole bunch of people happy, looking forward to meeting you that exchange information and get together and actually chat offline as well. I'd like you to be part of it. Don't forget, subscribe. There's a bell. Ring that bell and I'll ring your bell. Sorry, I got too excited. Don't blame me. You'll get the latest video that I do. And yeah, that's about it. Look, I hope you had a great time. I look forward. And as always, thank you for being part of the audience. I look forward to seeing you soon. Ciao.